Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 1 minute, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff there. About 1,500 Brain Trust members, the largest collection of small business experts on the planet. And one of them is our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of Executive Thinking, the author of Managing for Quality. And we're talking about entrepreneurship. And Leslie, you were just giving us an outstanding tour of how things are for entrepreneurs, which is to say, not too good in Europe primarily, but specifically in France and England, because those are the countries you've spent most of your time in now. And she is in Paris, by the way. She is in France. We're calling her from there, or where she is, I should say. Leslie, in America, unfettered capitalism, so to speak, has its challenges as well. In France, in England, capitalism is fettered. It is hampered. It's hindered. There are stumbling blocks. There are roadblocks. There are speed bumps. There are walls that entrepreneurs have to go through just to carve out anything. In America, it's almost too easy to become an entrepreneur, isn't it? I mean, literally in an hour, I could go down and open up a checking account for a business and start a brand new business, no questions asked, and take off if I wanted to. That creates potentially a dark side of entrepreneurship, doesn't it?
It does, because too often people who have a good idea think that they are entrepreneurs, and what they have is a good idea. They don't have a business. Mm-hmm. And when they have a business, they have the responsibilities of that business, and that's a completely different role than simply being someone who has a marvelous idea that could conceivably become something more, but at its inception is really just an idea.
You got to ask yourself, what is my business model? Isn't that really a magic question?
It is.
And tell the audience what a business model is.
When you're looking at a business model, the first question that you have to determine is, are you looking at a manufacturing or a service industry? Mm-hmm. Once you make that determination, then how are you going to be building this thing that you've created? What is the marketplace for it? And what's in the competitive landscape, mm-hmm, already? As you look at what your idea is and how it can grow, to what extent is there research and development that's going to be necessary? Does it grow into something more? Does it stay always as a specialist entity? The questions are legion.
But the main questions are, what do I have to sell? Who will buy this? And will they pay enough for it for me to pay my expenses and make a profit? That's the simple. Isn't that the simple explanation for what a business model is?
And I have to tell you, Jim, that this is why I love talking to you, because I can go off onto all of those areas that I go off onto in my discussions with entrepreneurs and all of the rest, but you're absolutely correct. Those are the questions.
Well, that's where you start.
If you can't get past those questions,
right,
don't go.
You have
don't
to start go. There, and then you can get into, you can go off on, you can build those out, but basically somebody has to sell something that somebody's willing to buy and pay enough that you can pay your expenses and have something left over. And that's the business model. And so that's the one of the problems. The dark side of entrepreneurship in Europe is you've got roadblocks. The dark side of entrepreneurship in America is that you have very little roadblocks except for your own ineptitude.
Yes, absolutely.
But isn't that true entrepreneurship, the ability to fail. Failure is the harness mate of success in a world of entrepreneurship. What do you think?
Entrepreneurship benefits from failure.
Yeah.
It does. It's, you know, and you go back to the story of Henry Ford and the yep. number of times that he failed.
Five times.
Thomas Edison, mm-hmm. you know, hundreds of times,
yep.
hundreds of
thousands
ideas
maybe.
That he put forward. Yeah, and mm-hmm. and each one a failure that each step of the way taught him what it was that he needed to know. In fact, we actually have a smarter crop of entrepreneurs now than we did at the beginning of this century because everybody got to see the failures that
yep.
happened in the dot-com bust mm-hmm. and also the failures that are happening now because of this economic meltdown.
Well, we have a whole generation or two of people
yeah.
who really hadn't gone through that crucible before.
No.
And now they realize that there are cycles. And that in this last case, cycles that were created by things that are not too good, the dark side of, not the dark side of entrepreneurship, but the dark side of humanity, which is greed,
yeah.
and, greed and corruption.
Yes, absolutely correct. And so you take that, and I really do date this evolutionary process back to the dot-com boom and then
yep.
bust.
Yep.
That in looking at how businesses can be built and then fail because of exactly what you describe as the business model, and then businesses that are built and then fail because of now what you're talking about, which
mm-hmm.
is the dark side of humanity, and it does make for, if you're paying attention, a much smarter entrepreneur than
yeah.
you were 10 years ago.
Absolutely. So folks, in Europe, you're fettered by the government and by the system. In America, you're fettered, your success is fettered more by yourself. And I'll choose the latter, but that puts 100% of the responsibility on us. Tintail, right back with Leslie Kossoff. Stay with us.
She was hanging on, Johnny. We was hoping, dreaming. Yes, right.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, who is in Paris, France, where she lives and works and helps small businesses in that part of the world. We're so glad you exported yourself. We miss you over here, Leslie, but we're glad you're over there trying to talk some sense into the socialists over there so European entrepreneurs can have more of a chance. Give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Well, you know, actually, I have the website and I have the blog. The website is www.kossoff.com. It's my last name, Kossoff. But I have a blog that I just put up instead of my newsletter. As you know, I used
mm-hmm.
to have the executive
right.
advisory.
Right.
And I've moved it to becoming a blog because I wanted it to be more interactive. And that is thinkingexecutive.biz.
thinkingexecutive.biz, Leslie's blog. I hope you'll check that out. Now, they can find your books on your Kossoff.com website as well as wherever books are sold.
Yes, absolutely.
Including executive thinking, including managing for quality. If you want to know how to install the quality process, not quality service, but the quality process into your small business, then you want to know what Leslie has to say about that. So I hope you'll check that out. Leslie, we're talking about the dark side of entrepreneurship and... One of my Brain Trust members, Jay Golds, wrote an article about that, the dark side of entrepreneurship, and he really kind of focused on the negative aspects of the failure of a business, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And the article was a cautionary tale, and it was actually you, Jim, who put those, you know, that description to it when we wrote each other about it. And you're absolutely correct. The guy who owned the business that he wrote about screwed himself and screwed his business
mm-hmm.
and his employees
and
his customers
yeah.
and family by not paying attention to his accounting, which
yes.
is just the stupidest thing imaginable. And it's been an ongoing theme for you of always know your numbers, always
yeah.
understand, you know, how you're doing. And on a damn near a minute-by-minute basis, and you have to have that knowledge.
What you're saying, though, doesn't mean you have to be an accountant. This is not
no.
about being an accountant, folks.
No.
This is about managing your numbers through current and quality reports.
Yes, absolutely. And making sure that you have the right resources, that you're asking the right questions. And there were so many mistakes that this gentleman made that led to a 20-year successful business going mm-hmm. out of business. And
yep.
and it's an incredibly sad tale. But the thing that bothered me about the article, separate from the fact that this poor guy lost his business over it, was the tone of it was so off-putting. And one of the things that I think is very important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to always remember is that you are the leaders of your organization. Your people look to you to definitely manage it to the nth possible degree, and you know, through those quality reports, through having the right resources, through being a smart business person. And if you're not smart in a particular area, making sure you get the right
yep.
resources so that you've got the backup that you need, and that's all available to you. And
mm-hmm.
you don't have to bring it in as an internal resource. You can buy it from outside.
It's amazing.
Make sure you get the good ones.
Compared to 20 years ago, it's amazing the free and the incremental resources, some at cost, that are available right now to small business owners. If you fail in a small business right now, there's very little, you know, it's pretty much on you.
It is. It's absolutely on you, because there are so many systems set up designed for you to succeed, and you have to be absolutely dedicated to finding those resources. If a question comes up and you're wondering about how something is doing, go online, go to the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
There are so go to your website, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many resources to give you the very specific answers that you need.
And they're free. And so,
yeah.
Leslie, we've got about 45 seconds. Your last thoughts on entrepreneurship in the 21st century.
Be one, build businesses, know that you can conquer the world, be smart about it, be systematic about it. I have no doubt that if you want to, you can do it, but be smart about it, because you're impacting yours as well as so many other lives in the process.
Well said. Kossoff.com, two S's, two F's, and give us the blog again, please.
ThinkingExecutive.biz.
Thinking Executive. Her book is called Executive Thinking. So reverse that and put a .biz on the end, and you find her blog, and also Managing for Quality. That's how you find the information about installing a quality process in your small business. Leslie, all the way in Paris, France, thank you for being here today. Good job again.
My pleasure, as always. We'll see you
next time. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.